Good afternoon. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 12 p.m. Central Daylight Time update on what is now Hurricane Harvey. We've just had the Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft investigating the storm, and we found that maximum sustained winds have now increased to 80 miles per hour. So Harvey continues to rapidly strengthen today. We are expecting continued intensification, and as Harvey moves off to the northwest and north-northwest in the general vicinity direction of the middle Texas coast, we are expecting Harvey to reach major hurricane strength as it approaches the middle Texas coast late Friday and early Saturday, where there's a hurricane warning in effect. We're expecting multiple life-threatening hazards from Harvey during the next several days, including high winds, storm surge, and very, very heavy flooding rainfall. Right now, there's a storm surge warning in effect for a large part of the Texas coast, from Port Mansfield to San Luis Pass, and that marks the area where we're expecting the danger of life-threatening storm surge inundation in the next 36 hours with the landfall of Harvey. In the area from the north entrance of the South Padre Island National Seashore up to Sargent, Texas, we're expecting 6 to 10 feet of inundation from storm surge as Harvey makes landfall. So everyone in the storm surge warning area should be preparing today, heeding any evacuation notification that you've gotten from your local officials. Today is really the day to prepare. As Harvey approaches, we expect tropical storm force winds to begin along the Texas coast during the day Friday. So today through tonight is going to be your preparation time. You'll notice that Harvey's forecast track is expected to slow dramatically as it moves inland over the middle Texas coast and basically meanders there from Friday all the way through the early portions of next week. This is going to result in very heavy rainfall. We could see rainfall amounts, widespread totals of 10 to 20 inches of rain over the next several days across large portions of the Texas coast. We could see isolated areas receiving as much as 30 inches of rainfall in this area, and that's going to be produce very, very life-threatening flooding conditions. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 12 p.m. Central Time update on Hurricane Harvey.